And we thank God for each of you on this. Turn your eyes and look to Jesus and triumph on Tuesday. It has been a pleasure to greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings this morning. And now I would like to turn the call over to my sister, Elder Robin Wilson, at this time. Are you out there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. I like that. Yes. Look to Jesus. I'm going to just shorten it a little bit, but praise God. Yes, I am. I'm keeping my eyes on him, Minister Tiffany, and I am looking to Jesus. Thank you for that. Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And we are here on the Master's Call, and we welcome you. We are so glad that you joined us today. This call is a powerful call. It's a wonderful call. It's the Master's Call. And it was founded on October 25th, 2010, by Dr. P.K. Roberts, who lives in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who lives in Dallas, Texas. They heard the voice of God, and they said yes to his plan and purpose for each one of us. Part of it was to have this call. So we are grateful, we are thankful, and this call is awesome. We have a mission statement that we stand on, and our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We get on this call, we praise our God, we are joyful, we share testimonies. Just like you heard not too long ago, we have music, praise, music, worshiping our Lord. We are just filled with the joy of the Lord, and we are glad that you are here with us. We have a scripture that we also stand on, and it is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And that is really a good thing, because no matter what you're going through, you call on Jesus, he will hear you, and you know what? He will make sure that all is well for you in 2012. Glory to God. We have an email address. If you have a praise report, if you have a testimony, if you would love to be an intercessor, because we have a fabulous team and we like to pray. We like to see God change things in our life and also in your life on this call. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We have a website address, and all of our messages have been archived from October 25th, 2010. Yes, every single one of them. So our website address for you is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Go to that website, listen to our messages. Dr. Vanessa started an awesome series for us on June 3rd. The month has not ended. It's never too late in God. Go start from the beginning and write down. One of the things she told us to do is write down 7 desires of your heart. So go ahead, listen to those messages on themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we are so grateful because the thread that brought many of us together, it's an awesome company called Artists International, founded by the Diaz de Leon family. We are distributors. That is a health and wellness company teaching people how to be wealthy. God is prospering us. So therefore, we know that we are healthy, spirit, soul, and body. And if you're not a distributor, we are glad you are here. Go back to the person that invited you to the call. Let them tell you about this awesome company. And guess what? It's a Christian-based company, too. Now, without further ado, I am going to call forward one of those mighty women of God that I was telling you about, our prayer intercessors. They're going to open us up this morning so we can hear the word of God. Victorious woman of God, will you please come forward and pray?
Well, good morning, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Minister Benita.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. You know, just to start. Satan already tried to start something, but we won't have it on this call. Okay, we're going to go to our Father in prayer on this Tuesday. Father God, we come to you humbly on this day that you woke us up, Father, that you allowed us to dial in to receive a message that's going to enrich, empower, and enhance our life, Father, on this Tuesday, that we will come to you with all our needs. We know, Father, that any parent does not always give their child what they need. Father, you know what we need on this day. You knew what we needed on this day last year. So, Father, we just received this message. We love the founders of this call, Father, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, that just imparts such love to all of us. And we just appreciate everything that they do, Father. We just want you to keep them, Father. Continue to feed and nourish them so that they can nourish us, Father. We also just want to thank you for the Des de Leon family and the Artist International Company. What a powerful way to feed us, Father, through a business that is a Christian-based business. And they also love us, Father. We love our TMC family that dials in every day, Father. We ask that you cover them on this day, Father. We ask that you allow them to just drink this message this morning, to eat this message this morning, to nourish on this message this morning, Father, that they can use this as food throughout the day. And just so that we are clear on this, Satan, you have no place on this line. You already tried it. So now you will step behind us, Satan. There is nothing else for you to do. We just love, love, love you. The master's call, we will just sit down and buckle up, and we are going to go on this trip again on this Tuesday. We love you, Father, and we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Benita, for opening us up in prayer and clearing the atmosphere. Well, family, we have one of our TMC family members, Evangelist Gwen Beatty. She is an awesome woman of God. She's a victorious woman of God. She's a healthy woman of God, and she is sold out to Jesus. She is the founder and the director of the Winning Circle, and also her dream was to merge the community together. And one of the things that I so love about her, she is about health and wellness. Evangelist Beatty has made many accomplishments, both through her ministry and also her business endeavors in the community. She is about people just the way our Lord and Savior is about people. She was the campaign manager for the Honorable Dorothy Brown, and she also served a few years as president of the advisory board for the Red Shield Salvation Army. She's a licensed minister of the gospel. She serves on the presbytery staff at Liberty Temple Full Gospel Church in Chicago. She is a proud grandma. She is a proud mom. And as I mentioned, she's an awesome woman of God, and I love her dearly. I am glad to announce to you and introduce to some Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Are you there, Evangelist Gwen?
Minister Robin, this is Dr. Vanessa. I don't see her on the board. I have texted her, not sure where she is this morning. We're going to keep her in prayer. But as the Word of God always tells us, to be ready in season and out of season. So I'm going to go on and minister this morning, and we're just going to keep her in prayer, believing God that all is well. Amen. Well, good morning, TMC family. Again, this is Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, and I'm going to go on and minister what has been on my heart. You know, we talked just yesterday. We've been on our trip talking about our 90-day Transformation 90, where we have been really honing in on having a spiritual transformation. And as Minister Robin so powerfully said, that we have asked you to write down 7 things that you desire for God to do in you and through you and watch God work a work. And as we go on this journey, on this Transformation 90, we've been on a trip where the T was to be transformed, to be changed more to Christ likeness. And the R was that he's going to do some restoration in our lives and require us to do what we can do, knowing he will do what we cannot do. Yesterday we talked about the I, that he's downloading strategic information to us. And before I go on to the P, I wanted to just spend a little time, and the P is the preparation that we go through on the journey. God put something else on my heart, and I've been really, really, really something that all of us talk about, and we understand that our mind, our mindset has to be right. And I want just briefly this morning to talk about the journey with a godly mindset, and that if God gives us strategic information, it can have a crash landing if it hits our mind and we have stinking thinking and we don't understand and embrace what God is doing to us and through us in this season. Or in other words, if we're still fighting and don't realize this is a fixed fight, God has eternity. We don't have but a bit of time. So this morning I want to talk about the journey to a godly mindset, so that as we're receiving this strategic information, that our mind will be nurtured and will be good soil, pliable, flexible, fruitful in the things that God deposits to us. The journey to a godly mindset, and how that happens with all things in our life, from a baby to how we are now. All of us have had first experiences, and different experiences. All of us have different life stories. If we unmuted the line, everybody would have experiences on how we got to the mindset that we have now. But when we have these experiences, it should bring knowledge. In other words, action brings a reaction, or an experience will bring us knowledge about that experience. So hopefully when we've had some things happen in our lives and that same scenario appears, we'll remember from experience and we'll have knowledge of if I do this, then that will happen. But we have to elevate, we're talking about a godly mindset, to birth into understanding. See, a lot of us, we still don't have clear understanding on this causing that. So we just have one experience after another, and we know what's going to happen, but we haven't gleaned the understanding. We haven't eaten the correct meat and spit out the bone. That if we're all honest, there have been things that we keep saying, why is this pattern happening into my life, especially when it's an unhealthy pattern, especially when it's a caustic pattern? Well, probably we did not gain the correct understanding. So we all had that experience, and from it we have knowledge, but we want to birth godly understanding, because there's all kinds of level of understanding out there. But the mindset we're after, so that we get the strategic information and develop the strategies from God on this trip, is to have the godly understanding and to ask for it. And as God gave this prophetic staircase to me, he said, Vanessa, when you have a collection of good, godly, strategic understanding, then, daughter, you'll walk in wisdom. So we're understanding on our journey. We've all had experiences, good and bad. They've all brought us to places of knowledge. It's just like a perspective of how we see things. But the key is to now make sure through our filter, our Holy Ghost filter, the Kadesh fire of God, that filter that's purifying and purging and pruning us, that we get some godly understanding. Over the years as a pastor, what has amazed me the most is when people are wondering why some things happened. Well, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, if it postures itself like a duck, there's a very high probability that it's a duck. So why are we asking why? We all know the other adage that if we keep doing the same thing the same way and expect something different to happen, that's called insanity. And that's not God. And so we're birthing the understanding that makes us wise, so that we walk in wisdom. And through the strategic understanding, we have wisdom. Proverbs 4, the wisdom book. That's what Proverbs is all about. in that very familiar passages in Proverbs 4, 4 through 8. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. But we want to live a quality of life full of the wisdom of God. That's what these 90 days are about, transforming us so that through the whole journey, we will actually end up in the right place at the right time, in the center of God's will for our lives. Verse 5 of Proverbs 4, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. In other words, when we're thirsting for presence of God, when we're thirsting to know God better, thirst for the wisdom to stay in that holy of holies, where the mysteries of God are revealed and we could connect with them and cooperate with them and walk in purpose with them. Verse 6, forsake her not, talking about wisdom, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom is so important in the sight of God. Verse 8, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. Then she will bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. See, many of us were desiring to walk in the honor of God and to humbly be used by God. But we've got to remember when we're having those experiences and we've gained knowledge from it, our first question should be, God, what are you saying? I want to have godly understanding on why these things happen in my life. What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? How do you want me to handle it? I want to have understanding. Oh, I love when we study church history. And one of my classes, I loved how we spent so much time studying Moses and that simple verse where the children of Israel knew his acts, but Moses knew his ways. In other words, they were happy just being in knowledge, but they weren't ready to climb to understanding, to know his ways. Oh, I repent every day for the times when I haven't pressed into that place of wanting to have understanding. In other words, not just happy I got the goods, not just happy with the blessings, not just happy that, oh, this went my way with the favor, but to want to flow in such a concert, in such rhythm with God and have understanding so that we can turn around and disciple others. You can't show others if you don't understand how you got there. You know, it amazes me when we want to discipline and we want to disciple and mentor others. What if we say, well, how did that happen? Oh, no. Well, what did you do to be blessed there so that I can be a blessing where I am? I don't know. Doesn't glorify God. God wants you to understand. James 5, my favorite book, common sense book. We lack, God doesn't wish us to be ignorant. If you desire knowledge, ask it of him, and he'll give it to you liberally. In other words, get a TMI from God. God, too much information. Oh, that's good. Pour it on me so that I have understanding, and then I can walk in wisdom. We're on our trip, getting our spiritual information, the journey to making sure we have a godly mindset, so that when he gives us strategic information, we can absorb it, we can embrace it, we can nurture it in our lives and have the true countenance of Christ within us. Learn to ask the right questions from all of our experiences. See, because remember, the experiences shape our perspective. So learn the right lessons from all of our experiences. If something happens in our life, remember, nothing happens unless God allow it. So if he allows it, I'm quick to say good and bad. What are the lessons you want me to learn? What am I to gain? See, experiences, they also shape our character. In God's gym, build muscles of faith, not just frustration and failure, even when bad things happen. I love the saying that men, especially old saints, they'll say it in a second, take your mess and make it a message. Let the mess that you're in become a message that will bless and help others. In other words, we're going to gain some understanding so we can grow and have wisdom. We can choose to let the experience be a testimony of God's faithfulness to others. We are all living epistles, and we choose if the letter we are writing and demonstrating to each other every day? Does it bring glory to God, or does it say things that do not reflect the heart of God? Remember, we're saying all is well in 2012. Doesn't mean that it's going to be good things all the time, but I'm going to learn to gain understanding and get wisdom from anything and everything he lets us walk through. Do all you can do by first desiring the information and the understanding to know and to say, God, I want to know him, the Greek, like Adam knew Eve. I want to walk so intimately with you. I know your heart, but I want to understand so that I can be a blessing. And how does that come to gain even greater understanding? This is what rolls back into what we talked about yesterday, the intimacy. And intimacy takes time, taking time with God. Intimacy takes consistency and commitment. We can't just be sunshine saints if we're going to walk and gain understanding and definitely flow in the wisdom of God. We can't just want to talk to God when something's going wrong or when it's a crisis and we want to call up every prayer line in America and keep everybody who we know can get a prayer through on the line. But when stuff is right, we got to cast a ghost. Ministry. We don't see you. We don't hear from you. You're not at church. You're not consistent in your walk. Don't say amen to oh me, because we're going to walk with wisdom and get godly mindsets through it all. Intimacy takes transparency with God and truth with or about ourselves. I told you one of my main prayers every day, God, show me me. Man, my alarm clock always goes off at 5, but of course, 4:15, I wake up, pop up, and I know as an intercessor to pray. And I just start going in the tongues this morning saying, God, what are you saying? What are you doing? I've learned to understand over the years how he flows with me, through me. Where did that come from? Intimacy, spending the time, taking the time. And with all that's going on in my little world here, my body was like, can we have a bedside Baptist? And he laid back down. I knew to get up, especially on Sabbath. I have to tell my flesh no and walk, because I can't sleep and walk. So I'll get up and walk. Why? Because I know with the intimacy of God that he was saying, I need you to intercede. See, I want to put seeds in that heavenly bank account so that when there's someone who needs to intercede for one of my family members, one of my loved ones, I can make a withdrawal from heaven. Because I understand how God flows with me. I don't know why he's taking me that way, but somebody needed to understand that. The journey of a godly mindset on our trip of strategically understanding the information he gives to us, even as you've been calling in every morning, even as you've been listening to the different words of God, man, every speaker spreads the buffet table and gives us nuggets of truth and light. Are you meditating? Are you chewing on it all day? Are you asking God to revelate to your mind so that you have complete understanding? God, what are you saying to me? There's no accidents for us in Christians. We're not lucky. That word should not even be in your vocabulary, because God has divine appointments. If he let it get on your plate, he's saying something. Even if the devil's trying to push you out of the way, that's saying something. To get you so busy, you're not guarding your prayer time. To get you so off focus, you're doing what you feel like instead of staying spiritually led by God, saying, what would you have me to do? Getting that understanding so that your mind is keen and your spirit is sensitive on this journey. We've got to get past just having an experience and having knowledge, but to climb higher and have understanding, because the collection of the understanding is what brings about the wisdom of God, to ask the right questions. Some of us have been coming on every morning and still have not written down the 7 desires of our heart, but have the nerve to have an attitude with God that I'm not getting this breakthrough, or this and that isn't happened, because your faith isn't focused. Write the vision down is not just something to do. It organizes you and all of heaven
to be on a mission and a mandate that I'm going to have the breakthrough of these things, God. I'm going to see the demonstration of your glory and your power in my life. I'm going to glean. If I come around these things of God, I'm going to be willing and obedient to do what I'm asked to do, because if you're speaking it, if you're asking me, there's something awesome on the other side of this trip. And I want to participate and enjoy the whole journey. All this morning, with a godly mindset, the journey is whatever experience that we're having. Every day we have different experiences. Let that knowledge come into your space, but don't stop there. Ask the right questions. God, what are you saying? I know you would not have me ignorant. You want me to have understanding. I want a TMI from you right now. I want as much information. It's not going to be too much. It's going to be true information that's going to set me free. And I want the understanding. I want the deep things of God to call out to the deep that you're stirring it up in me so that I can be your man of wisdom. I can be your daughter of wisdom so that I can be the mentor. I can be one who can help others because of my life as a living epistle that I walk in wisdom, spirit, and truth. Today, choose on our trip. On this journey, if you have to touch your own head sometimes, God, give me that godly mindset that you speak about in 1 Corinthians 2:16, that we embrace this truth today, that we're on this journey, we're on this trip, and we have the mind of Christ and a godly mindset. Amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Praise God. Awesome, awesome. I love this journey of a godly mindset. There are so many nuggets. Please go back to our website. You want to get understanding. You want to have intimacy with God. You want to walk in wisdom. So make sure you go to themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful, powerful message. Minister LaShawn, will you please come forward and will you seal this awesome word of God and bring forward our prayer request? Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Amen. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for such an awesome and powerful word. Father, we come to you this morning. We were punished. My evil. Pastor Vanessa, for such a wisdom-filled message. We ask that you please continue to bless her and her efforts as she continues to mentor and minister out in the marketplace. As we turn our eyes to Jesus and triumph through this blessed and Holy Ghost focus in you, magnify you, and we lift you up because of your mercy and your goodness. We thank every five of our No, even if we had a million tongues each, we still could not thank you enough for all that you have given to us. As we go out and minister in the marketplace, we thank you for spread the good news. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for the rain, the sun, the moon, the stars, the sea, everything that you have given to us. We thank you for protecting us from Father, thank you for protecting and Tampa electricity. And all others who may have been damaged by the storm. We thank you for traveling mercies for those who are visiting and comforting family members and friends. We thank you. We thank you for the young family and Artists International, our lives around, and that you have blessed us with. We thank you. Holy Ghost driven. We bring our goals, our dreams, and our purpose and requests to you. We thank you for the entire team, for to those who've been calling in since inception. We thank you for the obedience of the call. And as we lift up the prayer request, we thank you for how we declare and decree that it's already done in Jesus' name. We uplift Christ. She will be healed. Although he was discharged to a different hospital, we know that there'll be speedy recovery from both of them and comforting knowing that nothing will keep them apart despite because of. We pray a wedge of protection for the elite ladies of expression as their warriors go out into the field and minister in that marketplace. We continue to bless and pray for Papa Preston and the entire Preston family. We pray for continued Sophia wisdom for Sister Preston as she strategically positions herself in the marketplace. We ask that you protect her from the enemy and continue to give her help and continue protecting for her family. Father, we ask that you please guide the surgeons when Jackie goes in for surgery tomorrow 11. We already know just by praying and speaking it that your arms will be wrapped around her as the surgeons do what they have to do. We know it will be a supernatural blessing and healing. DNA throughout that surgery. We thank you for watching this with Corey Mayberry as he that his soul will be cleansed in the name of Jesus. We know that he will have a pure heart, will be open to the anointing. We ask that you bless the Henderson Dickerson. Please comfort them. It is done in Jesus' name. We know that all sheep must return to the shepherd. Turn around to declare and decree that it's already been done. All eyes will turn to Jesus. Him. We ask that you continue to bless Evangelist Beattie. We know that she's given God the glory no matter what as she fights her battle with breast cancer. But yeah, breast cancer, you must down. You have no right in her. She is a child of God. So continue to pray for Lucy. We know that victory is won against breast cancer, and we know that there will be success and natural healing with her engagement as she speaks and professes, and she will be a walk testimony in Jesus. That Matthew is for the judge at 9 a.m., but we speak peace, we speak comfort. God, but in your so certainly you will be in that court and give him the. We also pray that Mother Joe's blood pressure is leveled. We know, Father Lord, that you. We also pray for Father, who has stage 4 single mother. Thank you for the. We thank you for the strength we'll do for her. Again, and lead this child of God. Believe in the report of the Lord and complete. Jesus, we thank you for everything. We thank you for you to walk again. We thank you for all you do in all of our lives. Therefore, if you're trespassing, you are to leave. We're not asking you kindly. We're demanding in Jesus' name that you go. You must. Children, all conditions that put you in. Now you must go, and we bind you back to the pit of hell. In the name of the Father, we love you. We thank you. Turn around and look to Jesus' day. This day, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for closing out our call in prayer. I want to say thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting the people. Thank you, Minister Benita, for opening us up in prayer. And Dr. Vanessa, thank you for this journey of a godly mindset. May you continue to overflow in the blessings of God. And to our TMC family, make sure you have written the vision down. You wrote down those 7 desires of your heart. Go to our website. Write it down, listen to the call again, and we will speak with you tomorrow as we continue listening to the Master. So go out, be a minister in the marketplace, and have a wonderful day serving our King. Bye-bye for now.